I Think You're Right, from the album Songs to Keep You Up at Night, produced by Chris Fawcett and released just in time for Halloween by the Night Terrors, a three-piece indie alternative rock band from Calgary who combine a power pop sound with introspective lyrics. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Dave Drebit over Skype. Dave, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, no problem. It's my pleasure. I'm honestly a huge fan. I try to listen as much as I can.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That's so nice to hear. Tell me about the beginning of your musical odyssey. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Yeah, surprisingly, no. furthest thing from it, to be honest, like my dad was kind of had a military background growing up. And so instead of like of music and art, it was more focused around sports and things like that, you know? So, I think music was just like a thing that captured my curiosity pretty early on. And it was kind of like an escape from everyday life. And so it was kind of fun escaping into it.
Did you start out by knowing you wanted to play guitar and sing, or how did you find your voice?
I think, you know, for me, I remember like one of my earliest memories of like wanting to be in music was when I was younger, I got like a terrible haircut. I think it was like, the first time my mom ever like let me go by myself. And she was just like, "Do you want a number two all over?" And I was like, "Yeah." And so this poor hairdresser buzz cut my hair at the time. And this is when like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were like the height of popularity, and none of them had short buzz cut hair, right? So I think as like an 8-year-old boy, I remember like wanting to be like in the Backstreet Boys, but like kind of crying in front of the mirror with this like freshly buzz cut hair, being like, "It's never gonna happen." And so I think that was like the first moment I realized, like, "Hey, I think I want to do something in music." But as I got older, I started to see, you know, like skateboarding and bands and things like that, right? A bit more counterculture, and that's when I started gravitating towards it. So.
That's the most interesting answer I've ever had to that question, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that across the radio, but there it is.
Too late. How did you come together with Nathan and Kurt to form the Night Terrors?
Kurt is as close to my brother as you can be without being flesh and blood. I met him back in junior high, and all of our friends like wanted to start a band, and we were like all carving out instruments and stuff. And I think Kurt and I were the only ones that actually stuck to it and, and actually learned our instruments. So I met Kurt really, really young in junior high. And actually, one of like, the first memories we ever had playing together was we were in my basement playing and we were jamming. He plays bass guitar and I play guitar. And we were playing Smells Like Teen Spirit. And I jumped off of our couch and I hit my head on the roof. Took out a piece of my hair and I kind of like blacked out, and my parents and Kurt were fine over. But I think in that moment, I like really cemented a bond between us. We had this like rock and roll energy that we knew we wanted to do. And that was the moment that brought us together. So Kurt and I have been like playing together forever, and we played in a band before the Night Terrors. And we were like, "Hey, we want to play in a band that didn't have any rules," because the band before, it's all like we were kind of like we were just trying to write the same song over and over, and we didn't want to do it anymore. So We kind of took a look around at drummers that we knew, and we had met Nathan through a couple other shows of his band, In Search of Sasquatch. And Nathan is one of the funniest people you'll ever meet. Like, he is, well, so, so funny. I kind of call him like the creative conscience of our band, because he's hilarious. But number two, he also has like such a grasp on art, you know, and how to make things just cool. And so we asked Nathan, and we thought he would definitely say no, but he came out, and it's the rest is history. It was like, together, I think us three just really realized there was something special playing together.
Your new album, Songs to Keep You Up at Night, dropped October 23rd. Tell me about the theme to the new record.
I think for us, we were we're obsessed with like AM radio and talk radio, especially like going on tour and driving home late at night. And you can like listen to these shows, you know, whether it's like the classic therapist talking, right, or whether it's Coast to Coast radio and just all these types of shows. And what we found was like there's something so insanely personal about the stories people tell on those, because it's almost like they know no one's listening, but they probably know, but they know someone is.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I love these shows. Like we love it, you know? And, but the thing is, it's the community you create from everywhere is so unique, you know? And I think that's what makes people get so personal with their stories. And so we love songs like that. We love shows like that. And I think for us, what we wanted to write on this record was, like, let's imagine we're a late night talk show and each song is a person calling in, and we wanted it to be very personal stories, you know, but each one is so different from the others. You know, sometimes it's politics. Sometimes it's, you know, a story about our relationships with our families or, you know, our significant others. And I think all together, when you listen to this record, the way we tried to even mix and master with all the instrumentals, it kind of tries to give off that hazy late night feel. Very like these personal stories being told kind of in the dark. And to me, I just think that record really has an atmosphere to it of kind of like a confidentiality in some ways.
That's such a cool way to approach that theme.
Yeah, and a big thanks to our producer, Chris Fawcett, because I don't think I've ever seen a producer work as hard on one of our records before. I think he really, really put his heart into it. And there were times actually on the other side of it, we're like, Chris, I'm sure it sounds fine. And he's like, no, I gotta adjust the cymbals for more reverb and go back into the mix. So I think he's a big part of why that record has that sound.
Let's talk about the opening track, Grand Distraction. What can you tell me about that one?
I think Grand Distraction to me is like, was the turning point in my life. I think when we were pivoting away, when, you know, me and Kurt's old band had just ended and we were starting the Night Terrors. It was one of the first songs we kind of written together, but it's really kind of this tale. I mean, when our band ended before, me and Kurt's old band, it didn't end on a happy note. And, you know, I just had this idea that we were fighting about all these like small things at the time, but all of it just seemed like a big grand distraction from the thing that we should really care about, which is the fact that we spent so many years together. We're brothers, but you know, we're tearing each other apart about these small things. And so to me, like when we wrote that song, it just felt really heavy emotionally. And I just wanted to say that, like, imagine if we could just stop fighting. You know, imagine, I don't know how it's going to be possible, but imagine if we could just stop and just realize that maybe we love each other still, you know, and we're all just still brothers, and how wonderful that would be. And I think when we first wrote that a couple of years ago, it definitely playing alive was very cathartic. And now that I think that we've kind of made amends too, it really kind of holds a special place for me.